Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom, 107.5 FM, KPYG Cayucas, 94.9, kpig.com. It's about a minute or so past 8 o'clock, and time now for his morning commentary. So here is Travis T. Hip.
You know, whenever you hear serious discussions on the TV about Afghanistan, we always are dealing with our plans for what we can do to help the Afghans develop a working society, or the basic, nation-building policies of the United States. Occasionally we hear about a change of one or another tactical approach to what we're doing in Afghanistan. And there are reports about major battles in which 7 or 8 of the suspected Taliban terrorists have been killed. But bottom line is that we do not talk about the actual significant conditions on the ground at the moment in Afghanistan, because we are losing it. The intelligence folks just came up with a report that has now been, if not declassified, at least leaked like everything else, that says that the morale of the Taliban is excellent. It's very high. They believe they're winning this war. They believe that they are going to continue to win this war, and that the United States and our NATO allies are just a temporary setback in their version of what Afghanistan is going to be, decided by Afghanis. Imagine that. Now, whether we like the Taliban, whether we approve of their harsh moral law enforcement, etc., whether we accept the idea that they have been fighting us now successfully for 10 years, a ragged band of rebels that we should have been able to dispense with in something under 3 years, it comes to finally accepting the idea that sooner or later we'll be gone and they'll be there. They are the local Afghans, and they will put together whatever they feel like, Taliban, democracy, a new sultanate, whatever is on their mind, they are going to decide to do it. Which leaves us with the question of what are we still doing there? 10 years of failing to succeed is not a battle plan that we can go ahead with for any length of time. The price of doing business in Afghanistan has gotten ridiculously high. I believe it's something in excess of $300 to deliver a gallon of gasoline in Kabul from Karachi. And that was before the shutdown of all of the supply routes that had been provided by the Pakistanis to bring fuel and ammunition and food, etc., up to the battlefront. Right now, we are flying in the necessary human resources, food, clean water, equipment of that nature. But when it comes to the massive amounts of fuel oil and ammunition which are expended in a war of this nature, we haven't got a clue. We have not got any way of getting it in there, so we can't fight. If we can't fight, we can't leave town. If we can't leave town, who cares whether or not we're big in Kandahar, when anything 20 clicks outside of town belongs to the Taliban. It is time, someplace along the line, perhaps in this presidential election or perhaps not, to make the Islamic radicals of the world into our target enemy and quit going after other people's countries, which are full of other people who don't want us there. It is that simple. All of the nuances, all of why we need Pakistan as an ally, all the rest of the hopeful human progress that the people of Afghanistan are going to make under our benign guidance, all of that's out the window. We are engaged on the ground with 60,000 troops who can't do the job, and if they could do the job, we would have done it before now. The president and Leon Panetta are hinting around to the idea that we're going to be out of there as soon as they can manage it. There are some peace talks being set up by Karzai, the Taliban, and the U.S. directly with the Taliban now in talks that are about to begin somewhere, probably Qatar. Those hold some hope, but otherwise we're in for a minimum of 2 years, of which we will be fighting for a year of it, and none of it is going to make any damn difference at all. We must accept a few realities once in a while as we go through our little saga of American exceptionalism. And the exception in this point is that we need to understand when it's time to fold the hand and walk away. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.